they're known as flashlights in North America. Outside North America, did you know that people call them torches? Yeah, it's true. Coincidentally, I need a good flashlight for my mobile DJ show so that when I come to your venue to play for you, your birthday, your anniversary, or whatever kind of party, your wedding, reception, I need a flashlight to kind of hook equipment up and stuff like that. So I'm going to go buy one today, as a matter of fact, here on National Flashlight Day. Hey, listen, let your light shine to the rest of the world. You go ahead, stick and stake, because coming up, I've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. Much more music is on the way, too. And we're going to get to some more Bible Jeopardy, all of that more just ahead right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show here on KAYT KQJO-FM.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Let's look at that second verse. Second chapter. I'm going to try to bounce these verses. Anyone with arthritis, can you stand? Wave your head. Rheumatism. All them cousins. Saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. 11th verse. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Let's just talk a little bit here. There's power in the house. There's power in the house. Let me open up by presenting I believe that there's a son. Although I can't see it, I believe there's love. Although I can't always feel it, but I believe there's a God. Although you may be silent. I believe there's a God, although he may be silent. And sometimes in your living and in our life, We have to stand at the door and just shout until he decides to open another door. In other words, we get depressed, oppressed, depressed. But you have to stand in the hallway and keep shouting until God opens the door. You're telling me, Reverend, I just ought to stand in the hallway and just keep shouting until God decides to open? If he don't open that door, he'll open another door. If he don't open another door, he'll make a door. But you just stay in the hallway shouting, knowing that God is going to open a door for you. Maybe you haven't been broke. Sometimes I feel like I'm all by myself.
You're like, what?
And you just have to stay there.
That's right.
And continue to give God praise.
Yes.
Until he opens the door. This text is more about worshiping than anything else. This text is more about worshiping. Do we worship when we just happy? Or do you come and worship while troubles are on your shoulders? If you learn how to worship while trouble is on the horizon, then you'll find out that God lives heavy burden.
Yes.
Well, what else about this thing called worship? I just been to read the text and read the text and looked at the text and read the text. But there's just power in worship. There's power in the house. These wise men journeyed from the Mesopotamia, Babylon, mathematician, learned me. And sometimes I read signs that says wise men still see Jesus. Wise women still see Jesus. On yesterday, the wise women were seeking Jesus. Do I have some help in the house? I wasn't here, but I believe that the wise women were seeking him. These men that ventured from Babylon crossed desert land. In search of God's gift. Watch closely. Let me see, can I open you up and get you to understand what is happening here? one put a gun to their head. To leave their family. No king ordered them out of the city. But they were compelled by the Spirit of God to take a journey. When I looked at this thing, it got to me. Watch closely. They didn't have a car.
All right.
Camel. Mode of transportation. They mount up but they leave with worship on their mind.
Yes.
How should you leave your home? You should leave your home with worship on your mind. Let's get close here. Let's get a little intimate here. They left their home with worship on their mind and in their heart. You should leave home with worship on your mind.
Yes, yes.
They are all the way in Babylon. Mapping out where the Jews would be paying tax. Saying to one another, if we are going to strike out and go, we must have worship on our mind.
Yes.
Now, they didn't have no McDonald's they could stop by. No Logan's they could stop by. They didn't even have mom and pop restaurants to stop by. But what they did, they got the gold, the frankincense,
yes.
And their myrrh, and they said, we are going to go and worship. They took the most expensive thing that they could put their hands on. They came in with the best that they had.
The best. They had just such.
The frankincense for the priest, the high priest, the myrrh to anoint the dead body, the gold for the king. How often do you leave your home with a gift for God? I killed somebody's spirit. But they left with worship. Their gifts. And they journeyed across desert land.
Yes.
No restrooms to stand in.
Seeking, come on.
But it's one thing about God.
Thank you for listening to the radio.